Today, the Baltimore County Council is expected to make what one councilman says will be historic budget cuts. The county is dealing with a budget shortfall projected to be at least $172 million following the economic hit of responses to the COVID-19 pandemic. On the table, cuts to schools, as well as delays in pay increases for county employees. WYPR's John Lee has more.
At the 11th hour, talks are underway between Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski's administration and unions representing county employees. John Sabiga is president of the Baltimore County Professional Firefighters Association.
We're looking at all avenues to assist in doing our part, the firefighters' part, in making sure that that budget comes in where it needs to come in.
Sabiga says they're doing that with an eye on it having minimal impact on the union's 1,100 members. A 2% cost of living raise for county employees is scheduled to take effect June 30th. A spokesman for Olszewski says that raise is not at risk. But the county council has the power to cut Olszewski's proposed budget, and it intends to do just that at a meeting later today. Democratic Councilman Tom Quirk says all options are in play.
Labor does want to come to the table and be part of the solution. They recognize the dire situation that the county faces.
Republican Councilman David Marks says he suspects labor organizations are looking at ways they might have to defer salary increases to help the county get through this emergency.
No one wants layoffs and furloughs, and that should be our objective.
Mark says the message of shared sacrifice is getting through, and not just to labor unions. Mark says today's cuts will be historic, and they'll need to come throughout Baltimore County. That includes the county school system. At a hearing Wednesday on the school budget, Quirk point blank asked school superintendent Darrell Williams if his administration is talking to the teachers union about delaying planned pay increases. This was Williams' response.
I think that's an option that we will have to look at.
In an interview with WYPR, Teachers Union President Cindy Sexton says they've lost more than 300 teachers since last August, and that delaying a raise would make it harder to recruit and keep educators.
There are other cuts that can be made that do not affect the people who are most directly involved with students.
The county school's proposed budget is about $20 million above last year's level of spending, and that $20 million may be low-hanging fruit for the county council to cut today. At Wednesday's hearing, Marks asked Superintendent Williams if his administration can be trusted to make the right cuts if that $20 million is taken away.
I don't want that $20 million be cut from classroom instruction and from teachers. If we give you a budget that's $20 million less, I want that to come out of non-instructional areas.
Council Chairwoman Kathy Bevins asked Williams to make that commitment as well. He agreed.
We will make that commitment. Whatever the numbers may be, we will make that commitment to really preserve our classrooms as much as we can.
The council is scheduled to make its cuts today, then vote on the budget next week. If things get sticky, though, they have more time. Legally, the budget does not have to be approved by the county council until June 1st, and it takes effect 1 month later. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.